Welcome to Business Grind Radio, a podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and anyone passionate about business. So last week, we talked a little bit about some of the drama going on in our garage door company, and drama it is. We are busting through record months, but at the same time, creating chaos amongst the team, and we are in desperate need of help. I don't think it almost feels sometimes like we're in the ocean without a life vest, and the waves are just kicking our butt. So we're going to discuss a little bit about that. But last month we had some conversation that I thought was pretty good about steps to start your business, some things that you could do mentally, emotionally to prepare for that, as well as some practical things, how to's. And so it was kind of that wasn't my favorite show.
Well, you don't like educational stuff.
So. I don't. No, I really like the inspirational part of what I do. And so that's why I'm super excited about today's show. However, I'm not going to give it away just yet because I feel like we need to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the things that our company's going through with Aaron Overhead Doors and some of the things that we brought up last week and what's changed since then. And so the biggest thing for me, I think, was what we discussed last month was we talked about employee satisfaction and how it was at an all-time low in our company, which is, in my opinion, and obviously I'm the owner, so my view might be a little bit skewed, but the issue with employee satisfaction for me was I've always felt like we've been a great place to work at. And when you're a great place to work, and then all of a sudden you come into these challenges where now you have people coming to you and calling you with all kinds of problems and discussing how it's not so great anymore.
It's kind of a cluster.
Yeah, it's difficult. So what we did was we talked about last month how I just scheduled a meeting with the entire team, back office particularly, because I think where our weakness is at the moment has to do more with the processes of everything and catching the issues. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that meeting, what we did, and the processes that came out of it. So Mariah, myself, John, and Amanda, who helps out with the office, she's amazing, holds it together very well. We all sat in a room for
4 hours, something like that.
Yeah, and basically dissected our entire processes front to back and found a lot of problems and issues based on our growth and outdated processes and some of the issues, even with staff, that we had to address. And we were just really real in that meeting. It was kind of raw and uncomfortable at times.
A little bit.
for all of us, right? And so, but we have some projects that we have pulled out of that and some changes in processes. And I think the challenge for us with those processes right now are we're dealing with so many obstacles that are kind of out of our hands. So like, I'll give you an example. We have garage door technicians who are a little bit on the older side and maybe not so much tech savvy. And we just implemented a new app that has not been the best integration. I think we touched on that before, but the app's probably too complicated for the techs in the field. And so they're having a hard time finding the information they need. And so that's backlash on us because, as a garage door company, we go in to pick up garage doors and parts. Well, they're leaving the dock and they can't necessarily see what's on the work order, or they claim they can't see or they didn't read it or check it. And so we're ending up running around and having a lot of problems because of that. So we have had just a lot of growing pains and issues, and we're trying to put processes in place and technology in place to make things smoother. But sometimes when we place the technology in place to try to create some automation, it actually creates more work in some cases. So we're trying to find some balance. In the meantime, I realized that the biggest area of need for us as a company really is somebody in the office to just take over and run things.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing a lot of interviews lately, and that has been stressful for me, just because this is probably one of the biggest hires to date that we've made. And I'm at a place where you really want somebody who's going to come in and run things, like be a boss.
Right, yeah.
And those people are very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't train them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be ready for a long time.
Right. So, like, yeah. I need somebody to come in and take the bull by the horns and just, like, run the show. Mm-hmm. And I found a couple of people when I was really excited. Like, I was pumped. I mean, I'm in the interview. I'm like, I'm ready to do this. Let's rock and roll.
And then they talked about money.
Yeah. And then we have the conversation about money. And I'm at, like, 50% of what some of these people are getting paid. Like 50%, really?
Uh-huh.
And so I've realized that I either need to lower my standards and sacrifice, or hire as if we actually make enough money to pay that person. And that's a horrible position to be in.
That's a scary spot. I mean, loans are, or not even loans, but like doing more than what you think you're capable of at that moment. That's like, oh crap. I'm going to fall.
So I'm actually considering taking a loan out to pay for a new hire.
Okay, that's where that came to mind. All right.
Who does that?
Startups, apparently.
I'm not sure that they do, but we may be doing that here very shortly. I just got to make sure that I make the right decision. It's a very hard decision. And so I've interviewed two people that I really like. Both of them have different skill sets. And as we have more problems, I think it becomes more clear exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that I'm looking for someone who complements me with characteristics that don't necessarily match mine.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody that's almost completely opposite.
You need your puzzle piece.
Right. And so I actually am having all these people I'm interviewing fill out the, what is it? The Gallup Strengths Finders test. And so that in itself helps me understand how close we are together,
mm-hmm.
and how far apart. And so the two people I've got it narrowed down to at the moment, which I'm interviewing more people tomorrow, is totally opposite of me. They're organized. They communicate really well. They're administrative and they have their stuff together,
mm-hmm.
which is the exact opposite of where I'm at right now.
And if you've heard of the Myers-Briggs, Ryan is a total P, which means he doesn't plan anything. He's totally like in the moment. Exactly. He needs like, you know, one of those strong J's who's like, I have a 10-year life plan and I'm sticking to it minute for minute. And so that's what we're kind of looking at. These amazing women who are like so together. It's kind of, I feel inadequate just thinking about them, and I haven't even met them yet. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. So if you're wondering why you're not hearing John on today's show, we found out about 2.5 hours ago that we were in a little bit of a jam at work. And this doesn't normally happen. Well, no, it does happen all the
recently,
time.
Recently, yeah.
But we normally have enough people to cover for it. But today we had one of our guys going to the doctor. He got hurt on a job like a week and a half ago. So he's going to the doctor. We're short a man. We need a man. So John called me and was like, I'm going to end up missing the show. And I was like, well, dude, I mean, if we're going to take care of it, we got to take care of it. It sucks because he's kind of the feature of the show, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Even though I do a lot of the talking, I think he brings a lot of value, and he's got that calming radio voice that I think everybody likes to hear. So he's out helping one of our technicians right now on a very complicated install to kind of save the day.
I mean, he
took the bull by the horns and took over and helped out with that. So you won't be hearing from John today. This morning's been a little bit chaotic for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually on the phone with our guest today, which I'm going to introduce here in a little bit. But the issue is I was talking to her about the radio show. And I don't remember exactly the conversation, but I may have even been telling her, stay calm, it's cool. And then bam,
I got in a car accident. What?
I was in a car accident.
You didn't tell me that.
I didn't have time to tell you.
Oh my God.
So I was on my way to a networking meeting this morning. We do a lot of like business alliances, mm-hmm. and chamber meetings to network in the community. And so I'm on my way to a business alliance meeting, which I was already late for. And I told my wife, you know, it was like in the mornings I've accepted the responsibility that I'm responsible to take the dog out. And so I don't know, for whatever reason, like the waiting part of taking the dog out drives me crazy. He's pretty good about using the bathroom quickly, but it's in the morning. I'm ready to go. And just sitting there waiting is driving me crazy. So I jumped in the truck and told her I'd take my daughter to school. So I was taking her to school. Well, I was about to drive right past her school. I was like, I'm ready to rock and roll. Like, I forgot she was even in the back. And so I'm at the light and I'm about to go straight. And she's like, Daddy, you got to turn right here. School's over there. Well, I'm in the far left lane. So what do? I look in my rear view and I'm clear to go. And now everybody, I drive a FX4 F-150. I'm sit up a little bit high. And obviously I got a tailgate and I did not see the car behind me. And I smacked right into her. Like, it wasn't even like a ding or a dent thing. It was like the hitch on the back of my truck actually went through her bumper.
Oh my God.
And she couldn't have been more nice about it.
Did this happen before our phone call?
I don't even remember. I can't even tell you. But the lady jumped out of the car and was basically like, hey, it's no big deal. This car is really old. I don't like it anyway. She's like, let's just exchange information. She's like, do you need to get like a police report? I'm like, heck no. I'm not calling the police if you're not calling the police. So she was cool about it. She gave me her car. She's a real estate agent. Obviously, I gave her my card. I'm a garage door guy. She might be receiving a check for just helping me out. But that was definitely interesting, to say the least. So I made it to the Alliance meeting, which was great, a little bit late, but that went well. And after that, I got the phone call that one of our installs is going sideways. We didn't get everything we needed. They did a recall on the motor that we needed this morning. So we had all these problems and John's out there taking care of it. So not to complain on the show and tell you guys all about the drama that we're dealing with, but wanted to give you an explanation of kind of how our morning's gone. I actually took a deep breath before walking in here and was like, look, today is going to be good. And when I walk through this door, all's got to be calm and relaxed, because I just want to have fun and have the show and share what we've got. So I'm really excited about today, because when we talk about inspirational stuff, that's up my alley. I don't like last show. I listened to it. I wasn't very impressed. I challenge everybody who's interested in starting, go there, check it out. You can message me, tell me how you like it. But it was very informational. I felt like we just kind of threw up all this information on the show. And so when it gets like that, I feel like I talk too much and it's just too much. So today we've got a guest, and I love this person to death and her entire family. I've known her for a while. We go to church together. And I remember when she first wanted to start this business and some of the challenges that she had. So I want to bring her on the show. But the topic of today is overcoming your fear of getting started with your business. So there are a lot of fears. And we did some polling on Facebook and some other avenues. We have some data for that Mariah will share with you guys later. But I'd like to introduce Stacy Wilson, who's the owner and founder of ClassicDiane.com. It's a clothing accessory that has really done well on the market. And she carved out a market that I'm not sure was there before. Mm-mm. It wasn't there before.
Yeah.
So that is probably one of the craziest things you could ever do, is to try to create a market. Like, I took the easy route, right? I mean, everybody's got garage doors. They break. I just need to do it better than everybody else and grow the company and hire the better people. But Stacy decided, I'm going to go do something nobody else is doing, and then create a brand and a market and sell a product online. And not only that, she's going to make the product on her kitchen table. So Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ryan.
So glad to have you.
Thanks.
And so tell me a little bit about the background. When did you start the business?
I started about 20 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was about the same time that I did.
Yeah.
I think we started our business.
Yeah, it was right. Yeah.
August 2015 is when we launched.
It was July.
Okay. So we were right there. And that's probably not incidental, just because of the fact that her and I were a little bit on the same path. I hosted a entrepreneur group that she was part of, and she was always asking questions. And I think we were both getting to the point where it was that time. And so we were kind of going down the same path at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so what were you doing before you started this company?
I was actually still working from home. I'm a work from home mom. After my third child was born, I decided that I needed to be more accessible to them. I wanted to be at home. So I started an Etsy shop and I started sewing. And
tell me how much you love sewing.
I hate it. It was just kind of one of those things that I knew how to do. And I thought, how can I make extra money, still be at home with my kids? That was like priority. Right. So I had been doing that. And I remember you offering the class, the entrepreneur class, and sitting in that first class thinking, what in the world am I doing? Like looking around the room and all of these other like actual business people.
Right. And you didn't consider yourself an entrepreneur at the time.
Not at all. I just, you know, I kind of downplayed what I did and was almost embarrassed, like, oh, I sew from home and help with groceries, you know. And I had no clue what was around the corner. So
And you were a business person.
Yeah.
You had it in you.
Yeah.
But you just hadn't exercised it yet and you didn't have the confidence.
Right. No, not at all.
And so with I remember you had been doing some little side things like bows, right?
Right. Well, yeah.
and so I'm just curious, why in the world would you start a business when you hate sewing something?
Okay. Well, I kind of accidentally created this product, the shirt extender. It was something that was, there were shirt extenders already out there, but nothing like what I did. And
now, explain what a shirt extender is.
Okay. So it's just lengthening your shirt. So if you've got a shirt on and you need just a little bit more length, you would wear a shirt extender under it. All of the ones that were on the market were attached to a tank top or camisole, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And one of my friends would say, you know, Stacey, you need to make me some of these. You need to make these. You can make money at that. And I thought, you know, they're already out there. People already, I don't want to copy what's already out there. But I did want to make one for myself and I didn't have enough fabric to do it. So I ended up just making like a little skirt that I could just pull up and wear around my waist. Right. And all of a sudden I had a totally different form of a shirt extender, less bulky, you know, no layers. That
so it's kind of by mistake.
It was totally by mistake.
But you still hated sewing.
I still, to this day, hate sewing. But, you know, people started, friends, neighbors, relatives, everybody wanted them. And I thought, okay. And I remember when I realized, okay, I have something here. And I texted you or called you or something like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
And I recall a video.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, how far in were you when you did that video?
Only a couple weeks. I felt like I needed to kind of explain, you know, to people how you actually wear it, what it is.
Yeah. So Stacey does a video mm-hmm. and posts it on Facebook. And it's really like a view in your bedroom.
It was in my bathroom.
Bathroom.
With my cell phone, you know.
So just put some music behind it.
Yeah.
It was like no video production, no team, no boom mic, right? I mean, it was your cell phone, mm-hmm. a shirt extender, mm-hmm. and no like professional background.
No.
were just like, I'm going to show the world my product that I just created.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
Everybody started sharing it. I threw it on social media. Everybody started sharing it.
It went crazy. And I remember being completely shocked at your action of what you did. What? Do you remember what you did?
What did I do? I was panicked.
You took it off.
I did.
You took it completely off.
I did.
And why did you do that?
I think that's at the point that I realized that I had something. And at that point, I thought, okay, I need to back up and figure out how I'm gonna make them. Number one, everybody wanted them, but I was afraid that someone else would see it.
Right.
Yeah.
So on the topic of today, mm-hmm. when we're discussing how to overcome your fears of getting started, mm-hmm. you had kind of already started, but you were still afraid.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about some of the things that ran through your head when you were planning I don't know how much planning you did, right? I mean, but tell me a little bit about that process before you started and during. What was your mindset and what are some of the things that you were fearing at that time?
You know, you were my entrepreneur coach, you know, still are. And so I just remember going to you and saying, look, I've got this. What do I need to do with it? You know? And advice started pouring in from all over the place. And mm-hmm. I had to just really focus in. Okay, wait a minute. I can't take everybody's advice. You know what I mean? I have to go with where I have the peace. I was terrified to even start a business. You know, Etsy was one thing. Anybody, and it's not downplaying if you have an Etsy shop, but it's very easy to do.
Right.
But I just didn't consider myself a business that I could be a business owner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, it was almost like a hobby. Afraid.
Yes.
And now you're facing the reality that your hobby's like automatically turning into a business.
Yes. Yeah. And I just kept thinking, what if I do this? And like, you know, most people say like, what if I fail? What if I, you know, here, I'm a work from home mom. You know, it's not like I was laying everything down to do this. My biggest fear was, what if I succeed? What if people want this? What, how do I do that? What I don't even know what to do.
Right. Who's going to take care of my kids while I'm working?
And that was not even, you know, they were always going to be. And still, that's probably one of my biggest challenges is making sure that I'm balancing that.
Right.
I'm still a mom. I'm a work from home mom. That's the whole reason that right. I'm doing this, you know. But so I had to force myself out of a comfort zone. And I don't know that I would have done that if you hadn't been pushing me, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, you were like, okay, set a date. When are you going to launch? Huh?
Yeah.
You're almost too awesome for your own shoes. I mean, you weren't prepared for how great your product was going to be. That's, I like that. That's fun.
Thanks.
It's a good story, and it was fun to watch because she went from really unsure of herself and a hobby for some extra side money to a business, and like now you're a boss, right? I mean, you're mm-hmm. Some pretty exciting things have taken place recently. Mm-hmm. Most exciting, I would say, is you have gotten international attention.
Yes, I have.
I mean,
I don't know if it's wanted or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's exactly what you were looking for, but explain to me what how you got your international publicity.
Well, I guess, you know, I've gotten some attention from some Chinese shops who love my product and want to throw it out there too. So they've taken my pictures and stolen them and taken the watermark off and are producing knockoffs, which are terrible.
And you ordered one, didn't you?
No. Oh. I had a customer return one to me.
Ah.
Which is crazy because, anyway, she ordered from me and then
so they must have, like, hijacked the order somewhere, thought...
No, this she really ordered from me and got the extenders from me, but also had ordered from... I think she was very confused,
yeah.
This particular customer. But so I had one in my hands, and it was amazing because I thought, okay, I don't have anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're selling them for just pennies, but it was crap.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And then I thought, okay, what do I do with this? Instead of like falling apart, I took it and made a video. And that, you know, people started sharing it all over the place.
Yeah,
and I
got videos
crazy sales from that where, you know, I support small business owners and how dare they? I'm going to share this.
Yep.
You know, people take.
Yeah, they rally behind it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Your videos have been hits. And what's incredible to me is I think a lot of people, I mean, including myself, right? I want to get into doing more video. And one of the issues that we've got when you do that is you want to do it right.
Mm.
When in reality, it's like a lot of times just the iPhone and the bathroom.
Just get it out there.
Yeah. And shoot the video and get it out there. I think the production almost takes some of the small business and the local feel away. So mm-hmm. good job with that.
Mm-hmm.
So the business started taking off. You were on Etsy. I remember having conversations with you about pricing.
Mm-hmm.
That was challenging part.
Yeah.
You don't want to be too high. You don't want to be too low.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like you did a really good job in the very beginning of picking a price point, which is one of the most difficult things to do.
Yeah.
Especially when you're kind of carving out your own market.
Mm-hmm.
So you're setting a trend and creating a price point for a product. And so I thought that was really good.
Yeah, thanks.
The fear portion of growth.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned earlier how you were more afraid of growth than you were of failure.
Yeah, for sure.
And have you overcome that now?
No, not at all. Not even, no.
No hesitation.
No. Mm-mm. It's still because I feel like, you know, I go to another level and then I think, okay, now I can just settle in right here and kind of get comfortable here. And then something else happens. And then I'm pushed to push myself again. And yeah. It's always something.
Right.
You know, went from just me to hiring somebody and then hiring again. And then it's scary. Every part of it is scary to me.
And I think if I understand it correctly, too, you've actually, I can understand the feeling of letting go is also a huge fear.
Huge.
And you've recently let go of the sewing and you now have a company that's making these for you.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's great.
How are you dealing with that?
Good. It was hard at first. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
You know, because
it's trust. Fear of trust is probably the biggest challenge as a business owner because you want people to do it like you do it.
Exactly.
And put the same heart and passion and soul into it. Mm-hmm. Mariah and I had that conversation yesterday when I asked her point blank if my expectations for my employees are too high. We actually went through our entire company. Mariah's my assistant, so she gets kind of behind the scenes with some stuff, and we broke down each employee, their strengths and weaknesses, kind of some of the good things and the bad things about each of them.
And we did ourselves too.
And when what I realized is I have the most weaknesses of our entire team.
At least that are relevant to our team, since you're, you know, the biggest part of our team.
Right. So. And then one of the things that we discussed was my expectations of my team. I think in some cases, I mean, might be too high and what can be accomplished in a day. And for me, that's hard because, one, I don't want to drive my people crazy by making them work too much. And two, I want to have a good work environment. But at the same time, I do have this high expectations of production every day. And so making that balance between giving them the freedom to get the job done, but making sure that we're holding each other accountable and being productive every day is probably the biggest thing that I struggle with right now, because I'm not a micromanager and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we got out of that meeting was I really have to focus more on just making sure that I hold people accountable and do it in a graceful manner.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like I jump the gun a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll fire off an email or whatever that's maybe not like the most polite. and then sometimes I even have it wrong. And maybe my view of the situation was totally misguided. So we're kind of in that scenario where, for me, the fear of letting go and letting the team run the company. But I went on vacation right after the show last month, and that was a scary moment for me, but it was much needed. And I came back, and no houses had caught on fire. No employees had died.
I think we had like maybe two problems that whole time, and we solved them.
It's been nothing but problems since I've been back. So I'm almost thinking I'm going to go back to the beach and you guys do your thing, because things went really well. It was a good week for us financially and things ran smooth. I think the key is, I think honestly, I wasn't there. So everybody stepped up their game a little bit and picked up some slack in some areas. And then since I've been back, I think people realized. And so things have been better since I've been back. And I think a lot of people have kind of stepped up their game. So that's been good.
That doesn't mean that all the challenges have gone away. I think they've actually multiplied in some ways since then.
So I've already scheduled another vacation to make sure that you guys figure that out. So tell us where you're at now with your business, like growth. You're not a small little operation anymore. You got other people making your product. You got sales coming in.
I do.
So your fear was growth, but you're experiencing growth.
Right.
So are you still afraid of growth, or have you kind of learned to love it?
No. I mean, I do love it. It's just that unknown of what it looks like next. So we still are out of my home. Part of me loves that because I make, you know, make the hours that I want. If I need to, which I do almost every night if the kids are back in the bed, if I need to go pack orders, I pack orders. And I know that I'm getting to a point where I'm going to have to move past that. Right. So that's scary to me,
yeah.
You know, because it's going to look different than it looks now. So,
right. So what are you doing with your time now?
What am I doing?
You're not sewing, right?
I am sewing some, yeah. So we have...
Is that just because you won't let go completely?
Exactly,
or?
Yeah. It is.
Ryan does the same thing, don't worry.
Yeah, it's, I think that's a natural characteristic of a business owner.
I'm very easygoing for the most part in life. Very relaxed, but when it comes to this, I've learned that I am a total control freak, right. You know, with my business. But
what was it? What were the feelings when you made that first hire?
Well, it was kind of out of desperation, actually, because we had gotten some attention that I wasn't expecting, and so.
This is what they call going viral.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I needed help immediately. I was drowning, you know.
So it wasn't a matter of, do I bring somebody on? It's a matter of,
no.
Can I afford and are they going to do a good job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of trust had to go into that.
A lot of trust. Mm-hmm.
And you hired a lady from our church.
Who I knew.
She's fabulous.
She's rock star. Oh my gosh. She is a total rock star. And she's still, you know, working. She's actually working right now. I left her.
That's good. Here, run my company.
Yeah, I'll be back.
It'll probably be better than when you got back.
Yeah, I seriously don't have to worry about anything, you know. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And so where do you see your company going and how are you going to get there?
That is a really good question. So we just launched out into wholesale. That's a new area. I don't know if I'm loving it yet or not. It's just different.
Yeah.
You know, it's a totally different platform. Another something else that I'm having to learn. And
now, were you ever in retail before or had any experience in e-commerce?
No, not at all.
So you figured this whole thing out pretty much by yourself?
I think the 5 years that I worked with Etsy and customers and that kind of was building the foundation.
Yeah.
But no.
So there's a lot. I mean, you've never been a business owner. Mm. You never really did e-commerce with the exception of some Etsy stuff. You didn't know web design.
No.
You didn't know how to keep your books.
No.
Probably still don't.
No.
It's okay.
Really.
I don't either. I hired somebody for that. So there's all these things. You didn't even know how to register your business because I remember talking to you about that.
No.
You didn't know how to buy a domain for your website.
Nothing. I knew nothing.
Yeah. So if I could just take a second and just tell people out there, if you are sitting behind your desk right now wondering, why the heck are you there? Mm-hmm. You don't have to have everything figured out before you take that step. I sometimes look back and remember when I jumped out and left a job making over $100,000 a year to accept $250 a week working my own company was almost like a suicidal jump off the Empire State Building. But at the time, it was like I was so tired of making excuses of why I hadn't started my own thing yet. Mm. And garage doors, I didn't know anything about. Mm-mm. I knew some of the marketing stuff because I had done marketing for a garage door company. But long story short, I flew out to California with one of my partners and he trained me how to do garage doors in a week.
Wow.
And I came back here and launched the company and I was a one man show.
Mm-hmm.
And
with a full-time job at the same time.
Actually, yeah. So prior to even leaving, I knew the end was coming. I actually woke up early. I would schedule jobs for people like at 7 o'clock in the morning. I would go do that job, then go to work. And on my lunch break, I'd go do another job and then go to work. Wow. And then in the evenings after I got off work, I would go knock out another job or two. And eventually I started getting people who wanted new doors. And I didn't even really know how to do new doors because I hadn't been trained on that yet. So I found a guy who at one of our distribution centers, and he introduced me to an installer who still works for me today. And it's probably one of the best in Georgia.
Is that Timo?
Timo.
And oh, Timo's awesome.
He's amazing. And so we've been blessed to have things just work out.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds like to you, that's kind of part of the way it is, right? Like just taking that step of faith and saying, you know what? I'm tired of being middle class and working paycheck to paycheck. I'm not promising you won't be like that as a business owner, but the gratification of just knowing that you did something out of the box, you did something with your life. And instead of in the end game, you retiring and having retirement, you actually have a business that you might can hand down to a family member. You have something at the end.
Yeah, you have that legacy.
You have the legacy.
It's good.
And so I really feel like it's important for us to understand that everyone is afraid to take that jump. And not everybody will take it. But if you just jump, you don't have to have everything figured out. And disclaimer, anytime I say that, I'm not responsible for any losses you occurred during this experience. But you may not be the best business person, or you may not be the best at your trade. Whatever it is, you hire to compensate. Yeah. But in the meantime, you're going to have to figure it out and be like the one-man show for a little bit, more than likely. So I would just encourage you to evaluate, do some planning, and hook up with somebody who has strengths in your areas of weakness that will mentor you or kind of help you out and walk you down that path. And the advice is huge, because for me, I mean, 1 week of training for garage doors of someone who really had no clue. I didn't know the names of my tools.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't even know what tools I needed when I got back. And I didn't even know where to buy them, how much they cost.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a truck, but that wasn't intended for this job. And there were many times I was in a garage where I'd tell the homeowner, hey, I'll knock on the door if I need you. And I did that because I needed to get on FaceTime with my guy out in California and show him what was going on so he could walk me through how to fix it.
Wow.
And if you don't think that's a scary moment,
yeah,
you know, that is, it's scary. And so I would just recommend to everyone, don't worry about it. And it's going to be hard. You're going to be faced with challenges, and every step of the way, there's going to be fear. But are you an overcomer? And can you rise to the occasion? Because that's what an entrepreneur, in my opinion, is. It's someone who does have fear, faces fear, and rises up from it. So
that's good.
I don't want to take it too much further without talking a little bit about where people can find you.
Yeah.
Tell us about, like, if maybe we have somebody who owns a boutique and wants the wholesale thing.
Mm-hmm.
You also have an affiliate program, if I understand that correct.
I do.
So tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So the affiliate program to me is incredible, because anybody can come be an affiliate. And basically, you are just sharing or promoting our product, and you're getting a percentage of every sale that comes in through your promotions. So, you know, maybe you're a blogger. I work with a handful of bloggers, and that's where a lot of my sales comes from.
Some pretty popular ones too. Yeah, they have big followings.
It's been incredible. Just the favor that we've had. But or recently I had someone contact me who has a MOPS group, you know, just anybody, you know, you could just have a group of friends. You love them. Maybe that's how you pay for your own. Just have your friends buy them, and and I pay you directly. So you can register at our website, and we are classicdianne.com. It's classicdianne, DIANNE.com.
And you're also, just real quick, sorry to interrupt, but you're on Facebook.
I am on Facebook.
You have, do you keep up with like Instagram and
Instagram? Yep. You can find
Pinterest.
Me.
Pinterest.
Yep.
Okay. So I figured a lot of people probably find you through Pinterest.
Yes. And that's another, I mean, I had to, when I first started, I had to learn how to work those.
Right.
You know?
Had no experience in promoting things or marketing.
No.
Now I look at you, it's like, if I could steal you away and put you in charge of marketing for Ann Arbor Outdoors, I would.
So fun. But so yeah, you can find me in those places. As far as wholesale, also on our website, we have a wholesale tab where you can come and send over your information. We'll get you set up with wholesale. We have a totally different site. We'll get you a password and all that good stuff. So
good deal. So you're a professional.
You know.
Just log in, make your orders.
You know.
It's like all legitimate. Like I would have a notepad. Okay, how many do you need?
Yeah.
All right. So we got the affiliates program. We got the wholesale program. And let's just say if you're just a customer and you want to buy
Yeah.
Just go to the website and
go to the website. Look, you know, look at everything. I actually set up a coupon code just strictly.
You guys are special today.
Yeah, just strictly for our listeners. I feel like it was the least I can do. But the coupon code, I try to make it as easy as I could. So we're Business Grind Radio. So the coupon code is BGR.
That's it.
15% off your entire order if you use that coupon code.
15%. Yeah. I like that. That's big money.
So, yeah, just for you.
All right. So, guys, even if you don't want one, mm-hmm. buy it anyway to support yes. small business. And we don't have any products for men at the moment.
But no, but I'm talking about it.
Are you?
Yes.
You're plumbers.
Exactly. More of
these would be perfect for plumbers.
It could be a great gag gift, you know?
Yeah.
I do.
Hey, the toy rock, or what did they call it? Pet rock.
Yeah.
Made so much money. I wish I would have came up with that one.
Yeah.
But the idea is it just support her, guys, and help her grow her business. The average is about what? $30, $35, somewhere around there.
$28 and $30.
Yeah. And you get 15% off that.
Yeah.
How long does that go for?
30 days,
guys. You have 30 days from the airing of the show. Today is March 15th, and you have till April 15th to buy your shirt extender from ClassicDiane.com. And without further ado, we absolutely have to do our fortunes and close out the show. So if we have our fortunes, I may have lost mine.
Mine is a grammar error, by the way. I just want to point that out.
We do your nail.
Oh, did you lose yours?
I think I lost mine. I don't remember. I don't know what I did with it. Yeah.
Is that a clock? That's awesome.
I do want to do more sound effects. I feel like that actually brings some TLC to the show. We need like a list of them. With our guests, guests go first. So.
Alrighty. Ready? It says, any troubles you may have will pass very shortly.
Hey, I needed that one. Fantastic. I think you stole mine, actually.
No, it's mine.
Mariah, what you got?
Okay, mine's the one with the grammar error, and I'm going to point that out, okay? Your charm has inspired an secret admirer. So, yeah, just one, yeah.
I had an extra one, so I'm going to open up the extra one that I got. I thought the one that I had was really good, but apparently I've just misplaced it. So, Trey, what you got over there? Producer Trey. Oh, there it is. I found mine. Do not rush through life. Pause and enjoy it.
I think that's what you need to do. You need to go on your vacation.
Yeah. My second.
Your second book.
Second in 6 months, and I hadn't had one in 2 years prior to this last one. But
you got, at least you had an original one. I'm rehashing a little bit. Your next business venture will be very profitable was Mike's, and mine was you will inherit an unexpected sum of money within the year, which would be fantastic with the new baby in town.
So. That's nice.
There you go.
Well,
some diaper money, you know.
Before I found my other one, I actually opened up a new one. And on the topic of travel, it says, you desire to discover new frontiers. It's time to travel. So that uh-huh. might be my okay. message to go on vacation, let you guys run the company.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to still be able to pay myself. Guys, thank you for joining us at Business Grind Radio. You can find us at businessgrindradio.com. We're halfway through our first season. We'll be starting our second season, which will be a six-month series. We're looking for advertisers. If you're interested in advertising, being a sponsor, go to businessgrindradio.com. There's information on there. You can contact us. We'll be more than happy to discuss options. Thank you for your time. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us every month. And please share our posts. On Business Grind Radio on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and help promote the show. Thank you.